Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. It's cold again. We have had 17 days of temperatures below average in January in Central Florida this year. I was walking property this week and I saw tropical plants that were experiencing some stress and leaf loss due to the low temperatures. What foundation and specimen plant can we grow that can handle temperatures in the 30s and 40s? Hour number two, we have our camellia expert, Jim Hunter, with South Seminole Nursery and Farm, who's going to tell us about this classic, beautiful southern flowering shrub. We're also answering your gardening questions. You can give Tom and I a call at 407-916-5400. Or you can text us anytime at 23680. So join Jim, Tom, Joni, Kelly, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
As drivers, our surroundings are constantly changing. Like, when did this lane become a bike lane? And why can't I turn right on red here? And not just change, we have distractions too.
Grandma, look!
Cute ones, but nevertheless distractions. So it's important to always pay attention, especially around crosswalks. One in four traffic fatalities involve a pedestrian.
You're smart, Grandma.
Smart enough to know that safety doesn't happen by accident.
Alert today, alive tomorrow. A message from the Florida Department of Transportation.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and Tom, Joni, and Kelly are here with me. I hope you're having a good morning. It's a little cold, but shouldn't January's be a little cool? At least our sunshine has been so bright. Talking with landscape contractors installing new plants this week, They are loving the sunshine, the cool morning temperatures, and no humidity. It's a wonderful time to be in Florida and see all the flowers blooming. Thank you for joining us here on Better Lawns and Gardens. You can like our Facebook page, and if you would like to receive my free monthly newsletter in your backyard, you can go to my website, which is she-consulting.com, or you can just Google me, Teresa Watkins, and In Your Backyard. What kind of flowering shrub can you select for your yard, Tom, that's long blooming season, has relatively pest-free, and has strong architectural leaves that are evergreen? What's your favorite?
Oh, I know. It's got to be the camellia. And I have one. I brought it in yesterday, a blossom from one that Jim shared with me a number of years ago. That's fragrant. Not many camellias are fragrant, but this one is. It's really neat.
Oh, I would love to smell that. That would be wonderful. So you're right. We have a South Seminole Nursery and Farms camellia grower, Jim Hunter, with us this morning. And he's going to tell us why camellias are one of the best Southern classic flowers to grow. Jim tried to join us last week, but it's like Kelly's saying, we were having technical issues. We didn't have a chance to discuss it. So welcome back, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're up and at it this morning. Nice and cool out there. It's good camellia weather.
It is. We're looking good over here. Yes, sir. Lots of flowers. I think we're up to about 310 varieties now.
Are you really?
Wow, that's amazing. So January is a great month to add one, and you have plenty of there for people to come and look at. What makes camellia so special to use in the landscape?
Gosh, it's just great plants. You've got the winter bloom when not a lot of things are going on flower-wise. You've got a cold, hardy plant. You've got nice, shiny, happy leaves usually, and they're actually pretty trouble-free.
So how many kinds of camellias, if you're growing 310, but how many kinds of camellias can we grow in Florida?
Well, there's actually about 5,000 named varieties
wow.
in the world.
Wow.
And how many you can do in Florida is, you know, it's kind of, you know, we're doing probably easy 500 varieties, maybe even more. And you can grow some varieties of camellias, you know, all the way up to Long Island, which is pretty far north. But those don't tend to do well here in Florida. We're kind of the southern range in central Florida.
So one of the varieties for folks who would like edible landscapes, that the Camellia sinensis makes tea. Can we grow that one here in Florida?
That's a marvelous plant, and I don't understand why we don't have some tea plantations around here. If I had the room, I would plant more. Usually about once a year, we'll do a harvest of the new growth on the leaves, which is what you want to use to make your tea, dry them out, and the tea is magnificent. It's fresh. You know, God knows how old the tea is in the stores from China or else. But the taste of it is fantastic. More people, everybody should be growing green tea if they drink tea.
Yeah, I have one growing. It's been flowering right along. It really does well. Jim, let me follow up on one thing that you were saying about how many varieties we can grow here. And now some people will buy camellias, and they never open their buds. And as I understand it, that's probably a variety that should be growing further north. Is this correct?
That could be the case. There may be some other problems with the plant that's not flowering out. We usually would recommend a good shot of fertilizer, maybe check the pH on the soil there, and eventually you can kind of get them. But it could be a bacterial problem.
Yeah. Well, one thing I did want to ask you is about the soil conditions here, and tell us about what the conditions, the sites, what the soil conditions camellias need.
Well, they'd like a rich soil, and, we have the sand, we have the well-drained soil, so if we can add some compost in that area, so we've got some rich soil to start with, that's a great benefit.
So what kind of fertilizer would you use, Jim, for your communities? What do you use?
Well, we use organic fertilizer. We do use a bloom organic probably in mid, late summer. But the main thing that it seems like that camellias like is the old cottonseed meal. And that's their main diet, and you'll find most of the growers in the South are using cottonseed meal as their main fertilizer.
Yeah, well, how often do you fertilize?
Well, you know, that's kind of up to you and the situation there, but I would say at least three times a year.
Yeah. And what soil pH are we looking for?
Probably around 5.8. And okay, they can be pretty tolerant. They can go higher, you know, on that range or even a little bit lower.
Yeah.
So what kind of – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
No, go ahead. I think I jumped in there on you. I just wonder, are camellias susceptible to diseases and things like that, insects?
Well, of course, almost all the plants have some kind of a thing, and they're actually very hardy. They can get scale. Is probably the number one, you know, problem with insect-wise, and that could be a lesson if they really like good airflow around them. So if they're getting good airflow, you probably won't have that problem. But not a plant to be planted next to a building or you know where you restrict the airflow.
Yeah. What does a scale insect look like when you have it?
Well, it's usually white in color, and it's usually big enough that you can see it with the naked eye, and usually some, you know, oils or something like that can take care of it with no problem. And they can get some root rot if you got the, you know, the sandy soil, and you enriched it, and you don't overwater it. Of course, a new plant's going to need a lot of water, but after they get established, I have some camellias in my front yard that I kind of neglect. They are real happy with only Florida rainwater. There's no irrigation on them. They get fertilized maybe twice a year, and they're quite happy.
So are there any times of the year that you should cut it to prune them back, or do camellias just grow naturally very strong and you don't need to cut them?
Yeah, probably it's a good time to cut, you know, like most flowering plants, to cut them back after they flower would be the ideal time. So you're probably talking March, April. You'll get some brownish-colored new growth after they bloom, and that has to harden off, but that makes an excellent material to take cuttings off of in May.
Yep. Jim, we had a question about a couple of weeks ago. Wanted to know, do you take off the lower limbs of camellias? Now, my thought is, we grow them as shrubs. You don't need to take off lower limbs, right?
Yeah, and unless somebody's trying to make a standard, you know, out of the plant, the standard would be, you know, any plant that's kind of cut into a single stalk with maybe a ball of foliage on top. But camellias should be grown all the way to the ground. And it's going to give you the most flowers down there, too. Yeah, I like them nice and full, grown to the ground.
There you go. What's your favorite camellia?
Well, it probably had to be the first one. Years ago, a friend gave me a Pink Perfection, so that's kind of mine. Although it's hard to pick. There's so many varieties. But I tend to like the formal flowers and probably a little more leaning towards Japonica varieties.
Okay.
Tell us about the fragrant one.
So we have probably 12 or 14 here at the farm. High fragrance, which is a nice pink mid-sized flower, is probably one of the better ones. Although the old ones like Accent have a great scent to them. There's Cinnamon Cindy and various varieties.
So are there any that rebloom in a season?
Well, actually, I read a few years ago that they had discovered a variety way up in the mountains in China that blooms twice a year.
Really?
So normally we get the one bloom, you know, and that's it. Although the flowers the blooming period can be a long time, but they have found a new variety up in China that blooms twice a year. So maybe in 100 years we can get that into our plants genetically.
Yeah. Now, we have a yellow one, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. There's several yellow ones, and some of them, you know, are not as yellow as we'd like, but we're still working on that. But there is maybe four or five varieties of yellow.
How about that? Jim, how can people find out more about South Seminole Farm and Nursery's camellias? Where do they visit?
Well, we're up in Castleberry, 2010 East Lake Drive. You know, we've got our website has some good information about camellias on there, and perhaps it even has our inventory, but our inventory changes, you know, during the season quite a bit, and it's been People are buying a lot of camellias, and they're probably a good thing for me and a good thing for the camellias.
Yeah, I call your place the camellia capital of the world. Do you think people are really starting to get more interested in camellias? I know they waned there for a while.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. We seem to have a lot of young buyers also, and a lot of it's about, you know, education. You know, we have a Central Florida Camellia Society here locally, which is an excellent group. People want to learn more. We also have classes in the wintertime on growing camellias here at the farm. I think our first class is going to be in February.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much, Jim, for joining us this morning. Camellias are a wonderful addition to any Florida landscape. And if you're in the market for a camellia, you do definitely want to go to South Seminole Nursery and Farm. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you. Have a green day.
You too.
You
Take
too.
Care, Jim.
If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate. HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. HiBid.com, that's HiBid.com. And start discovering great deals today.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Tom, I was at a client's house yesterday when the landscape company came for their weekly maintenance. We watched them weed whack dirt underneath the trees that had no plants growing, and they edged dirt that had no grass.
Really? Oh, amazing.
I said to my client, they're edging dirt. She watched and her eyes got real big and we laughed that they were working so hard to make sure these bare spots didn't get weeds. So, yeah. Tom, have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen that. I've seen people rake dirt, but not weed whack it. Wow. Hey, listen, Kelly's got a question for us, right, from one of our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. They were asking, how often do you water hibiscus and other plants during this sort of winter weather?
Okay, good question.
Yeah, Teresa?
Okay. Well, hibiscus love water. They don't like to be overwatered, but they do need consistent watering, especially when the temperatures get warm. This month, I would say they need at least once a week watering. Tom?
Yeah, that's what I would say, once a week. That's kind of the rule, actually, the Water Management District rules and local rules. But, you know, if you see a little bit of wilting, make sure the soil is moist when you water it that once a week. I mean, just don't do a surface watering. Make sure you get water down to the root system and you'll be fine. And if you have a mulch, you'll be even better. But if you aren't watering deep enough, then you may have to water them more than once a week. But once a week should be okay.
Once a week with automatic sprinkler systems, but if you need to hand water, you can do that on occasion.
Yeah.
So just
yeah.
make sure it gets soaked. But hibiscus do like to have consistent watering. So that's a really good question.
Tom, I think we have plants too, don't you?
Well, I think so. But if they're in the right place, the soil and the moisture and the conditions will allow the plant to hold on to that water so that they don't need to be overwatered. I just see the overwatering so much, and it's not necessary. We want those roots to go down deep, and if we water often, we're going to have a short root system.
There you go.
We have a call from Bob in St. Cloud. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning. How are we today?
We are Bye-bye. Great.
Yep, we are.
Listen, I have a question. It may sound ignorant, but for quite some time, I bought a house in St. Cloud, Florida, and I got this plant. For the longest time, I thought it was peonies. Apparently, it's camellias. What is the difference between the two plants?
What's the first one? Peony?
Peonies, yeah. He thought it was peonies.
Yeah, well, I tell you, peonies don't grow here, so you don't have to worry about them. And camellias do. Camellias do fine. It's really, you know, pick the variety. I think that's the secret to it. And Jim has lots of varieties that do well here, but some people get some that don't do well. But the peony is a perennial plant, and it grows in the more northern climates. We had beautiful peonies when I was up north, and we can't grow them here. But the camellias, big leaf, bushy plants do well. Teresa?
Yeah, I think the peonies have a little more upright petal shape, and they have a little frilly, trim on the petals' edges. So they look a little bit different. Camellias are a little bit more elegant, a little bit more formal and smooth around the petals.
Yeah, well, one's a woody plant, one's a perennial. And a peony, it used to grow in our yard back in Maryland, smelled just like peppermint. I mean, it was
I would love to grow peonies.
Yeah.
So how do you like your camellia, Bob?
Oh, I think, if there was a drawback, it grows as a bush, and it gets like a billion pink flowers right on the outer edges of it. They the blooms don't last very long. They're not fragrant. And it's such a big bush. It's only on the exterior, just like my gardenias kind of deal, whereas doesn't get flowering inside. It's just right on the outside.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. Yeah.
Is there any way to keep those blooms, make those blooms last a little longer? Because it seems like as soon as they come out, within 3 or 4 days, they're dying off at best. and new ones are coming in naturally, but I have a lot of dead blooms in between the new blooms.
Well, I would wonder about watering, Tom.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, camellia blooms don't last real, real long, but if you get the petals wet, then you might pick up some fungal activity on it. But outside of that, make sure the plant's moist. Like Teresa says, we need consistent watering.
Yeah, and sometimes when we do have the – he's a little bit further south, so, you know, if the temperatures are warm, then I would just check your conditions, your soil conditions, and see that the plant is not stressed out. The stress is going to, you know, cause it to deteriorate, the blooms to deteriorate faster.
Yeah, I think if you get 3 to 4 days, you're probably doing well out of a bloom.
Yeah, I get all blooms in a whole lot. And one more question, if you don't mind, in regards to gardenias.
Sure.
I have a gardenia in the back. It's quite a large, it's probably got a 6-inch trunk on it, and it's maybe 9 feet tall, 8-9 feet tall. The problem with this year is that it's so leggy. Once again, it's a very thick bush, but it gets the stems where the flowers are come out, let's say 6, 8, 10, 12 inches to the point where they just fall over. They don't grow sticky where I can actually have a tree. It's just like these things are just, they're growing by the time you get 2-3 feet, put the flowers on them, they just droop right over, they fall over on themselves. Is there any way to thicken that up? Is there any way to strengthen those, what I would assume to want to be branches someday, should you cut them off?
Well, gardenias are a pretty heavy flower, just like the camellias. And so when they come out, you're saying that the blooms kind of make it droop. And I think that's pretty normal, Tom. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. The only way you could make it tougher would be to prune it back and right after flowering. And then you would prune it back to thicker stems, and that would produce new growth. But
yeah,
so gardenias weep a lot.
They do. And so I've seen in my clients' yards where they have 9 to 10 foot gardenia shrubs, but they're older, and they do trim them back so that the stems get nice and thick. So you may want to do that. Let it just get nice and thick and trim it after they bloom on a regular basis to kind of encourage that woody stem.
Gotcha. Excellent. I do appreciate your time and your input. Take time. And appreciate your show.
Thank you so much, Bob. Let's go to Roy in Windermere real quick. Good morning, Bob. Or good morning, Roy.
Hello, Roy.
Hey, Teresa, Tom. Good morning. I'm on my way out to the garden here, dear. Hey, what I'm calling about is my son wants hibiscus. I got it from one son, and I got it transplanted. But anyway, he says, call up Tom and see what the best way to propagate that is, you know. So I want to give him a cutting from my hibiscus.
Well, I tell you what, I would wait until after the new growth comes on it and propagate it, say, somewhere around May, somewhere around there, after the new growth hardens off. You might get a hardwood cutting to root. Teresa, have you had that experience?
Well, I like to go with the green wood, so I'm the same feeling, is that I would wait till you get some really good long growth that's new and fresh, cut it about 6 to 8 inches, cut the stem diagonally so that you've got a little bit of a lift at the bottom of the stem, and pull the lower leaves off and put it into a pot with some good, nice organic soil, and put it in the shade and just keep it moist, right, Tom?
Yeah, keep it moist. I would even go as far as to put plastic around an area in the shade so that you can keep the whole humidity up, and that's going to be the secret to it. I have an area underneath my bench, for instance. That's where I propagate things, and I have it underneath the bench. I have it surrounded with plastic, and I'll put my containers of cuttings to root in there, and then I can mist it a couple of times a day. Keeping up the humidity is the trick to get them to root.
Mm-hmm. And the misting does help.
Does that root growth help that they sell?
Yeah, rooting powders will help. They won't make anything root that wouldn't do it without them, but they'll help them root quicker, and you tend to get more roots.
I tell you, Roy, I have about a 30% success rate, so if I want three, I try 10 different stems, so I plant 10.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good idea.
Hibiscus is going to be a little bit harder. But it will root. It will root. Yes.
Oh, great, great. Hey, while I got you, I got a couple figs plants or bushes or trees, whatever you want to call them things, and they're pretty tall. You know, they're 5 foot tall, 6 foot tall. But do they like wet soil or dry soil or sandy soil?
What was the name of the plant?
Fig.
Yeah.
They like a moist soil, uniformly moist, like Teresa says, continually uniformly moist. So nice mulch, and you can keep them moist, and they'll do very well for you. But they don't like.
I got them in the right spot. Then I lucked out.
Good. Yeah, they don't like it wet. They like it just moist and well drained.
Oh, well, they get kind of wet where they're at.
Yeah, well, that might not be a good thing.
Give it a try. Just don't overwater them. That's all.
Yeah. I don't water them. It's just what the sprinklers do, and I get some roof rain off on one of them. But
Roy, that's watering.
Yeah. If it's too wet, you may have to cut the sprinklers off in that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
All right.
Thank you so much, Roy.
You're welcome.
Tom, do we have time for a quick text message?
Yes, we do, and I've got one for you here. What is the best covering to use in your yard? Mulch, rocks, coquina, crushed coquina, what would you use? I'm not a rock fan, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm not either. I have used all three, and it would just depend on the style of the garden. And you know what? If you're having a mulched area or a rock area, then you really are, you should plant more plants so that it's more a little bit more natural. If it's a pathway or a driveway, then, mulch, coquina, or the rock is fine. But around the garden, you really should see plants and not a lot of mulch areas. So if you've got a 10-foot area that's mainly mulch or rock, that's just not considered Florida friendly.
Yeah, so I tend to like the natural mulches, but rocks will be fine, but sometimes they get a little too hot, I think.
It does, and it depends on the style of the home. Like for a Spanish home or a Mediterranean home, using the rock can accent the garden and with the house, but it just depends on the style, and you don't want to do it too thick with the rock because it can affect the temperatures.
Well, do you have to pick your plants specifically for rock gardens?
They don't need a lot of water. I would pick plants that can handle the heat and then also too that like it a little bit drier. So, if you have too much rock, you can keep the moisture in, and that may not be a good thing if it's a dry plant, likes it to be dry, but you've got to do it correctly. So best management practice is always with mulch. All right. We're going to, answer your gardening questions if you would like to. Give us a call at 407-916-5400. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
For every 100 people that deal with adversity, there's only one who can deal with great success and keep his or her head on straight. The temptation to give in to arrogance and pride is huge. So how can successful people not be overcome with pride? First, there's really no such thing as a self-made person. Every successful person has had some help along the way. And whether you believe it or not, remember that all good things come from God, like talents and abilities and even opportunities. If you're struggling with arrogance and pride, first ask God for His forgiveness. Then ask God for His help in dealing with it. Then when you're tempted to feel boastful or prideful, say, "Thank you, Lord, for those blessings you give and those people who have helped me along the way." Pride is an insidious evil in God's eyes. The bigger the ego, the more it blinds us to the greatness of God who created us to glorify Him. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651.
That's 800-398-0651.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Yes, welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us here, and hope you're having a good day. If you want to give us a call, number here, of course, is 1-888-45-LAWNS. I think we're full up on calls right at the moment. So why don't we go to our next caller? How's that sound? Kelly,
yes, absolutely, Tom. So let's see. We have Karen in Davenport. Karen, what's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I think we're okay right at the moment. Yeah, how about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for asking. Listen, I am buying a piece of land in, it's a pine grove, and I'm concerned because I wanted to build and plant on the land, and I'm just not sure what the soil condition is. And I thought I'd call and ask you guys what you thought I should do. I mean, I want to plant things like avocado, mangoes, you know, things like that. I don't know if they even grow here, so that's the other thing. I need you to talk about that as well.
Okay.
Well, avocados, you know, you're in Davenport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Teresa?
Yeah, so that's a great area for growing mangoes and avocados. You definitely want to get one that's a little bit, the avocado that can take more cold temperatures, especially for this area. But the soils, you probably want to amend and add a little bit of organic nutrients to it if it is sandy soils.
Yes, pine lands, she said. And so my guess is going to be acid. You know, what I would do is get a soil test through the University of Florida, just find out from the beginning what you got. And you can contact your local extension agent, and they'll tell you how to take the soil sample. Or you can go up online, University of Florida soil testing, and they'll tell you everything and where to send it. Right now it's $10 a sample, but you get pH, you get all the nutrients, minor nutrients. A new fresh soil, you're buying new land, that's what I would do. Teresa?
Yeah, I think so, Tom. I think that's a great idea. Anytime you're trying to plant something and you've got a new property or a new home landscape, get the soil tested, and that's going to tell you exactly what you need to do to fertilize correctly and keep your plants growing.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you. We have Gail in Rockledge. Good morning, Gail.
Hello,
good morning.
Gail. Morning.
I don't think my texts are getting through, so I decided to be brave and call.
Okay.
Very good.
I have a couple of weeds, and I swear every time we have a major hurricane, something new comes in and infiltrates my yard. I have mostly St. Augustine, but this weed is become so noxious. It grows by very fine thread-like runners, and I think it also probably spreads by seeds. It has little sticky, I think, flowers. They're very low-growing, although when they start to flower, I guess it's their flowers, they stick up a little higher, and they, of course, stick to your shoes and your pant legs and socks. They grow sort of like dollar weed.
Okay, sounds like a heartleaf primary to me.
Yeah.
Now, I looked it up. The best thing I could find was something called tropical chickweed.
Well, but look up heartleaf dry mary. Heartleaf dry mary, very common. Does exactly what you say. In fact, Joni's got to go out and mow some down in our yard. you walk across, they'll get on your shoes, they'll get on your socks, they'll get on anything at your pant legs. But heartleaf dry mary, you should be able to control that very easily with one of the broadleaf weed control products.
A broadleaf weed.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You get that. You can get a weed and feed a little early for weed and feeds, but some of the broadleaf products that are out there made for your what type of lawn? St. Augustine?
Yeah, mostly, yes.
Yeah. Well, you got to pick out what your major lawn is, and then follow the label for St. Augustine on the product's label. But there's some liquids out there. But heartleaf dry mary should be easy to take out.
And it's heart, like a beating heart, heartleaf.
Yes. Heartleaf dry mary.
Yeah.
Heartleaf dry.
Yeah, look at it. You described it very well. Like you said, little dollar weed type leaves, but very small. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was taking some off my shoes this week.
Yeah.
You know, there's another one that's very similar to it that gets sticky things, but the leaves do look more like miniature dollar weed, real tiny. But this one that I first described, the leaves, I think, have a little bit of a slightly serrated edge.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of some of the others. There's dichondra, but it doesn't have sticky things. Look up,
right.
Look up heartleaf dry mary, but the chickweed, there's a chickweed out there, and it could be that, too. So I don't know.
But a broadleaf killer would do it?
Works on all of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Since they're so little, I didn't know if they fit into that category. And what time could it be used now, or should I wait a little longer?
As long as the temperature's above 65, 70, I would apply it.
Okay, very good. Thank you
there
so
you go.
Much.
There you go.
You can always send us a picture to betterlawns.com, and we'd be happy to check it out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I never knew where to send it. Betterlawns.com?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I so
Thank
enjoy
you so
your
much.
Program.
Thank you so much, Gail. Appreciate it.
All right. From beautiful Rockledge on the River. Goodbye.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 407-916-5400. And Tom, if we have time for another one, or we can wait until after the break to take your text messages.
Let's take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim
your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of our program, you can go to betterlawns.com and click on listen to download the show, or you can hear it on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or my podcast, or betterlawns.com. Tom, we have Martino in Melbourne. Good morning, Martino.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
We are great.
How can we help you? We got about a minute.
I just have a quick question. I have two beautiful pet mango trees in my yard. They're about 40 feet. And they're starting to shoot out panicles. Should I do any type of preventative maintenance, like maybe hit it with some light neem oil or some insecticidal soap just for preventative care, or should I just let them go?
You have a couple of choices. If it's if you're getting rains and it's a lot of humidity, then you stand a chance of getting what we call anthracnose, a disease affecting those panicles. And I put a copper fungicide on. If the weather is dry, I don't think you'll have a problem. You wouldn't have to worry about it. So it's your call on that one. But we often apply a copper fungicide to keep the disease problems down.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal. All right, then, I appreciate it. That's what I'm going to do then.
Okay, thank you so much, Martino, for calling in. Tom, we have text messages.
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of them here. Let's see. It says, I put the used soil from last fall's tomatoes and pepper plants into a compost bin, like we suggested, she said. And it says, when can I use the soil? Do I need to heat it up again? You know, that soil needs to go through the composting process, I would think. So you mix it in with other composting items. What do you think, Teresa?
I think so. I think they need to go through and wait till it gets a little bit warmer, and it's, you know, good for about warm temperatures for about a month to 6 weeks, and then check it out and see if it's, you know, you feel it's good to use.
Yeah. Once you get it mixed in with other compost portions, you'll lose the any bad organisms. The good organisms tend to take over. Okay, here's another one here. It goes like this as I get back up. It says, I way over-fertilized my tomatoes. In 2 days, it caused them to shrivel. He said he used liquid fertilizer and then a 10-10-10, and he wants to know what to do to unfertilize them. It said water seems to make the effect worse. I guess the plants are rotting is what's happening. I hate to be a harbinger of bad news, but you're going to have to restart the tomato plants, regretfully.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there. They're rotting. They're just being burnt by the fertilizer. Not much you can do about that.
No, they need to start over. Just follow the label instructions and don't over-fertilize, and then keep consistent watering. You don't have to overwater. Tomatoes, annuals, herbaceous plants don't like it.
Yeah, they don't need two different fertilizers at the same time, that's for sure. You can pound the plant to death. Now, it says, could you explain what you mean about too much mulch is not Florida-friendly? I don't know that we've said it's not Florida-friendly, but it can keep water from getting down to the roots of plants, and if you have it up close to the trunk, it could actually start rotting. Is that correct, Teresa?
That is true. For volcano mulching, it looks like the mulch goes all the way up around the plant, and you can't see the base of the tree. The trees come straight down the ground. But what I was talking about was more of a design feature, is that, like, let's say you have a front yard and it's all mulched, and you have, like, just four or five plants in it. That's not necessarily what we call Florida-friendly. And, you know, just not having any plants in the yard, it's better to, to root out competition from the weeds with more plants, not just having a bare mulched bed. And so that's what I mean by not Florida friendly, is just having a bare mulched bed doesn't, you know, help anything. So we're talking about putting more plants in. And when Tom was talking about the height of the mulch, you should only use 2 to 3 inches of mulch around and make sure that it comes away from the stem or the trunk of the tree or shrub that you're planting.
And if it's annuals, you use even less than that.
Exactly.
Mulch layer. So mulches are always nice, but, you know, you have to use them appropriately. So that's one. I have a follow-up on this pine planting where they want to plant avocados, mangoes, apples, and that was in Davenport. The only one I see there, it might be questionable, will be mangoes, but all the rest of them, they want to plant avocados, apples, oranges. But in Davenport, if it's a warm site, you'll be okay. And I think our advice on getting a soil test is good. Teresa?
Yeah, I agree. The mangoes, definitely. I mean, we really struggle with them here in Orlando to get them to go through a freeze. So I definitely would get a soil test and then just start planting. You know, just try it. You know, we may have a couple of warm winters. This year was not one of them.
Yeah. Can we sneak one in real quick here?
We can. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to know if it's time to prune back a viburnum hedge.
You can, but they're spring blooming, so if you don't need to do it, I would probably wait until after they finish flowering and then do it, so a little bit later on in the spring.
Yeah. Lots of plants can be pruned at this time, but if it's a flowering plant, you certainly want to leave the flowers on them. That would be things like camellias and
azaleas.
All of them. Yeah, all those there.
Okay, yeah. Tom, we want to thank our sponsor, Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialist, for coming on today and talking about PH. He's got a great nursery right there in DeLand. You want to go and check that out. Jim Hunter, South Seminole Nursery and Farm, for being with us and talking about camellias. They have amazing camellias there. This is the time of the year to buy them. Joni, thank you for the groundhogs. That was really great. Kelly, we always appreciate you taking care of everything. Today was one of those days. Thank you to all our new listeners. Remember to join Tom and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.